Welcome to Muskoka Connects, connecting you to the people, places, and things that make Muskoka one of the most beautiful and interesting places to live, work, and play in Canada and around the world.
On September 9th, Jeff Wilson is departing on a four-day journey cycling from Brooks Falls to Dorchester, where his brother Scott is buried. On August 6, 2018, Scott Wilson was driving with his two children in Alberta when he was hit head-on by a drunk driver. Scott and his daughter, Liera, were killed, and his son, Riker, was badly injured. The driver of the other car was also killed. This journey of just over 450 kilometers is meant to raise funds and awareness for Mad Canada. Here's a bit of Jeff's journey.
So my brother, him and I were always very close. He was 2 years older than me. He moved out west. Oh, I can't remember the year, but he was out west for a little while and had his kids out there and his career out there. But we were still just always close, always talk on the phone and, you know, vacation, visit whenever we could. So my brother was on his way to the airport to fly home with his two kids for a two-week vacation with us and just unfortunately didn't make it to the airport, was hit head-on by an impaired driver. It was just completely tragic, right? One of those things you're never prepared for, and you get that phone call in the middle of the night. So fitness has been a huge part of my life, but ever since then, I really use fitness as kind of my I don't want to say escape, but a way to deal with my grief. And you know, I had some anxiety that came along with it all. So challenging myself in these physical endeavors has just been something that has helped me get through this. So I want to give back to Mad Canada. Mad Canada was a huge support for us. So after this happened, we had no idea where to turn. And so my wife reached out to them and they kind of accepted us into their community with open arms, invited us to some conferences. So we've done some things with them. And I just really want to give back to them. But even more importantly, I just want to raise awareness. I want people hear about these things, but maybe they don't know the people involved. So it's kind of hard to put a face or something to that story, right? So I just want people to be more aware that this really affects the people around you. Right. Like, this isn't just like, oh, somebody was killed. That person was a father. He has a surviving son. That person was a brother, was a son. And not even just him, but the man that hit him was also killed. And this affects his family as well. To be able to do something like this and have a story and, you know, people can see it as a story and not just a name on the news. It kind of, in my eyes, kind of, makes it a bigger thing and people can recognize that. And then maybe they'll think twice before they get behind the wheel when they're drinking.
People hear about these situations, but what can they do?
So you can reach out to Mad Canada. Mad Canada has a huge community and they do all kinds of fundraising events. Yeah. So you can reach out to them and there's always ways to donate. I have a direct link to donate directly to Mad Canada as well. And any type of support through them, or with them helps them, you know, raise a little bit of money to be able to have some more outreach.
What's your plan for the 4 days of cycling?
So I kind of have a day-to-day plan. So I'm leaving from Brooks Falls, in the morning and my goal is to, I think Gravenhurst is my goal, but if I'm feeling good, I'm going to push on. So honestly, yeah, it's just, I'm somewhere around Gravenhurst the first day, maybe Severn Bridge if I can get that far, and then maybe Orillia somewhere in there. Honestly, I don't have a plan. I'm going to roll with it. I'm going to enjoy it. So when I first started training for this, I was trying to be very scientific about it. And I've talked to a lot of cyclists along the way and they're like, just enjoy the journey. You know, don't put too much into it. Stop, enjoy the scenery, take some pictures and all that. So I'm just going to roll along and wherever I end up is wherever I end up.
What do you want people to take away from this sad and tragic story?
Just know that there's always other options. You don't need to get behind a wheel. I don't know about in this area, but I know where I came from, the London area, there was a program called Keys Thanks or Keys Please. So somebody would come and they could drive your car home for you, so you didn't have to worry about leaving your car behind. There's always Uber. There's always a sober friend. I've become that sober friend. I don't drink anymore. So there's always somebody that's there or should be there to make sure that you're going to get home, to make sure that other people are going to get home safe. So just think twice, you know, don't get behind the wheel if you've had a couple drinks.
You can donate to Jeff Wilson's cause at MAD Canada. That's MADD.ca. For Muskoka Connects, I'm Tim Hearn.